Tactical Advantage by Rhina. We were having a tickle fight. I had Bella cornered between two walls at my house, and I was tickling her side with great pleasure. Her breath was coming out in gasps. Tears of laughter were rolling down her face, and her tiny hands were balled into fists. They were attempting to press against me, and she was trying to get away. I had her trapped, and I wasn't going to let her go anytime soon. I loved moments like this. Moments when we were Bella and Jake, just two ordinary best friends. She never showed any fear of what I was, the danger that I could possibly be, and I loved that about her. To Bella, I would always be just Jake. "Stop, stop, stop," she begged, wiggling her body in every which direction as she tried to get away. "Jake, I can't breathe." She was laughing so hard that she was clutching her sides. "I'll stop. Only if you promise to pay the price." It was my moment to shine, a win-win situation for me. I was going to take every advantage that I could in my war against Edward. He couldn't do some of the silly, fun things that we could, and I could, and would, use it to my advantage. "What is it?" she gasped. "Whatever it is, I'll pay it." She was starting to slow down and not wiggle as much now, which was too bad, because the wiggling felt kind of good if you caught my drift. "A kiss," I said, my voice taking on a husky growl quality. "A real, I want to kiss Jake kind of kiss." "But I don't want to kiss you," Bella protested, her body going still, frightened. It saddened me that she had no idea how much it bothered me that she didn't like me. All I could do was consider con tactics to get what I wanted. I had hoped against hope that she would give in. "You know you do," I whispered, my breath blowing softly against her hair. It suddenly felt like time had stopped and we were at a turning point. It was my time now, my time to win the woman I love. Her eyes widened and she gazed up into my face. It was as if she had seen something that she wasn't expecting. I'm not quite sure what she saw, but her expression softened and her hand, the one with the bracelet on its wrist, raised up to my cheek. "Jake, I..." she started, but I closed in on her mouth. All I could think about were those warm lips within easy reach. I let my lips drift across hers, silencing her protest. I then used my lips to nibble, lick, and tease her mouth into submission. Her arms wrapped of their own accord around my neck, and she started to respond. It wasn't much at first, but as our lips mingled, I could feel them start to respond more and more. It seemed like it was forever before we finally paused for breath, our foreheads pressed against each other. "I didn't know it could be like that," she whispered, her eyes locking on mine. "It could get even better if we gave it a chance." I winked at her and realized suddenly that there was still hope.